believe in the existence of the devil? Most don't, you know. But Jesus did. That means that I do too. And the devil is going to do everything in his power to rob us of our eternity with God. So, what do we do about that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to the program. Now today, we're going to be taking a look at that tussle, that battle with the devil from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. And the thing that we've been looking at over these last few weeks is, if you or I died tonight, would we be ready for eternity? It's always a funny thing when a guy like me sits down and prays and looks to God and says, God, what do you want me to talk about over these next few weeks? And then something like this comes into your head and you pray about it and you think about it and you think, I think this is what God wants me to talk about. And so you sit down and you do the research and you prepare the programs and you put them to air, but you have no real idea as to how they'll impact people until afterwards. But I truly believe, and this is what I've been praying for, that so many people's eternities will be impacted by these messages. Because as we've seen over these last few weeks, man, what we do, how we live here now, is going to have such a huge, huge impact on my eternity and your eternity. And this week in particular, we've been talking about whether we've fallen asleep at the wheel on our journey to eternity. And we all are on that journey, one way or another, whether we like it or not, or whether we care to think about it or not, we all are on that journey. The word we've been looking at is the word alert. Over and over again in God's word, God commands us, implores us to stay alert. It's almost like God saying, look, I've given you so much, I expect you to use it and to live out your faith in my son and to bear fruit out there in your life for my glory. But some of us, well, it's such a long journey and we fall asleep at the wheel. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that falling asleep at the wheel is going to have disastrous consequences. So today, it being Friday, we're going to take a look at the very last exhortation in the Bible, calling us to be alert. It's written by Peter the Apostle to a bunch of Christians who were undergoing incredible persecution. Look, the chapter's pretty short, so let's have a read. Imagine you're one of these people undergoing persecution, and this is being written to you by the Apostle Peter. It's found in 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. He says, look, as an elder myself and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Don't lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fails. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of the elders, and all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. So here amidst all this persecution, Peter's kind of winding up this letter with some really plain, common sense, down-to-earth advice on godly living. To the leaders, be good leaders. To those under their leadership, subject yourself to the authority of the leaders. Get over your pride, humble yourself. God knows what you're going through. He cares for you and he will exalt you in due time. Great stuff. Many people who are struggling in their lives right now would see a massive, let me say massive, turnaround by just taking this one passage to heart. Many who have fallen asleep on the journey would see the blessing of God begin to flow in their lives if only they would live out this godly wisdom from Peter. But now have a listen to what he says next. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls around looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of sufferings. And after you've suffered for a while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. So here it is. Disciples, keep yourselves alert. Stop kidding yourselves. The devil's real. He's out there. He's prowling around like a roaring lion, waiting for someone to devour. The devil himself is working hard to pull you and to pull me off course. When we put our faith, our trust in Jesus, the devil knows that our destiny is an eternity in the presence of God. He doesn't want that for us. And when all of a sudden the devil attacks, when we're being dragged down by temptation, when we're suffering, we all of a sudden can lose heart. We lose our focus on our eternal destiny with God. We go to pieces and we cry out. We go, oh, God, God, what's going on? Ever been there? I have. And today I want to share with you the Word of God in a way that's going to strengthen you mightily. Because when those things happen, when we're running round in ever-decreasing circles, crying out to God, feeling oh so sorry for ourselves, man, that's exactly what the Bible promises is going to happen. Get a grip. The moment we step out after Jesus, it's like we're painting a big target, a big bullseye on our chest for the devil to aim at, and he will. But when you're discouraged, when you're dragged down, and for some I know, that's right here and now, have a listen to these words again. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And after you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who's called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. I love that. God himself will restore, support, strengthen, and establish you and me. What is it that makes us think that it's all up to us? What is it that makes us think we have to work so hard at this and look good in front of God? Our job, our role in this is what comes in the verse before, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Resist the devil, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world, they're undergoing the same sufferings as you. God wants us not just to believe that Jesus died and rose again for us, as important as that is, but God's calling us to be steadfast in our faith when we're under attack. Steadfast, rock solid, not flapping around feeling sorry for ourselves, but knowing where our destiny lies, knowing where our future lies. Let me finish up this week with God's promise of our destiny. It comes from the very mouth of Jesus himself. John chapter 14, verse 1. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it weren't so, I would not have told you that I go now to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again. I'll take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also be. That's the heavenly reality that God is looking for us to lay a hold of in our hearts, a certain future, and we lay hold of it by being steadfast in our faith, by living out our faith in Jesus, even when all the forces of hell are lined up against us. Be alert. Understand the devil's coming after you. Be safe and secure because your life is hidden and protected for all eternity in Christ. Just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Dimet. I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.